The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. Welcome. It's 8 o'clock. It's Wednesday morning, I think. And in today's podcast, quite an interesting one, actually. I was just looking through an article, and I came across a website. And on this website, people upload their money diaries. And I just thought, wow, this is so interesting. This is almost like a big brother kind of thing. We love the voyeurism, don't we, of watching other people and seeing what they do in situations, which is why reality TV is so explosive right now. But we came across a website, and on this website, they have people who literally go through in a week what they spend in a week. And I just found it really interesting because I was just talking to the wife last night. We're talking about how much money we spend during the day. And I'm sort of like, you know, I've got my cup of coffee this morning. Thank you very much. That's 15 cents, okay, for my cup of coffee. Whereas maybe if I lived in Leeds, and I've definitely done this because we did it last week in Barcelona, you know, we had that five euros worth of Starbucks, and then Lou had something, and then had some cheesecake, and suddenly a coffee turned into like 15 euros worth of stuff, okay? Like, imagine doing that every day. And I know you're going to say, well, people don't do that every day, but actually reading some of these money diaries, they do, which is just a bit weird. So let's just have a look. So we're going to go run through one for you, because I just think it's really interesting, and I want you to compare what you spend. And I'll talk about a little bit about what I spend and so on. Bear in mind, I've got budgets for everything, okay? So, like, I've got a budget of 250 euros every single month for petrol. Now, I actually don't spend anywhere near up to that. It just depends where I'm going. My car swallows petrol like you wouldn't believe. It's a big 4x4 thing. If I go to Alicante and back, that's like a tank and a half. You know what I mean? That's like, right there's like 100 quid, 80 quid to get there and back. It's not cheap at all. Whereas in the wife's car, you go there and back, and it's like, you know, you're there on, like, you've still got a quarter tank left, it's cost you 50 quid. Anyway, so this person, they are a business analyst, they're 26 years of age, and on 35 grand a year, so a good income. The paycheck amount is £2,038 this month. They had a pay rise. They haven't got any housemates. They spend £945 on rent. They've got student loan payments, and that's taken out before tax. They've got zero pension. Last month, they took the decision to opt out their pension because they want to build up a cash ISA. Oh, cash ISAs. Don't even get me started on some of this stuff. They're saying, my pension is one of the best out there, though. So what are you putting money into a cash ISA for? It just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you know, don't get me wrong. Any saving is better than no saving, right? But saving is for poor people. This is, you know, let's just get it out there. Now, let's just get a couple of caveats in there as well. None of this is financial advice. These are just my opinions. This is what I do with my money. Okay. For me, saving is loserville. It's like, what are you doing? You need to be investing in cash flowing assets. That's it. That's the bottom line. This is why the rich get richer and the poor stay poor. Because the poor, the 99%, are listening to this terrible advice, which I think is terrible advice. You know, they've got a great pension, and yet they're putting money into an ISA. Why would you do that? It just doesn't make any sense to me. And of course, well, you know, we've got financial advisors. Oh, well, you're very wrong, Mr. Latto. You're very, very wrong. And these guys in the 50s and 60s, like, if I'm so wrong, why are you working so many hours every day, Mr. Financial Advisor? Do you know what I mean? I'm 46 and retired. So you tell me who's right, because I think I know. Oh, a nice little rant. I need some coffee. They've got utilities, £215, TV, water, council tax, gas, broadband, etc. Phone bills, 30 quid for a SIM and a phone. Transportation, they cycle. Other is like contact lenses, Netflix, Amazon Prime, gym, Spotify, iCloud. And then they give 15 quid to charity. So, you know, some good stuff in there. For 35 grand, it's a lot of money.
But it's like, you're on 35 grand. That's an awful lot of money. That's like, you know, if you take a third off that, it's 24 grand, it's 2 grand a month, you know, but you're spending 50% on rent. 50%. Like, I know it's Bristol, and Bristol's really expensive, okay? But 50% of your income is on rent. It's just crazy, if you ask me. Okay, so day one, they spent £10.99. And they spent that on, where is it? They spent that on soup, coffee. Well, I was just trying to find it. Yeah, so they spent 99 pence on some coffee from Pret. They take their own flask, so that's good. They spend some decaf coffee from Tesco, £7.50. Apples and soup for later. We have breakfast at the desk, yogurt and honey, so we spent a bit of money on that. And then we had soup for lunch, and it wasn't a huge amount. You know, £10.99 is not too bad, I suppose. But if you're having it go out every single day, you should be making pack up. Why, you know, a loaf of bread, a pound. Some ham, a pound. Some tomatoes, 50p. And that's your meals for all week. Why would you not do that? I like salad cream. I put salad cream on everything. Why would you not do that? Why would you not be saving up money? You know, there's this big thing about why millennials can't afford to buy a house. It's because, like, it gets worse. Like, £10.99 is not too bad, but £10.99 times 20, that's £200 a month that you could be putting in something else. Like, you've got to start cutting your costs from somewhere. Where are you going to go to cut your costs? And people go, oh, well, why should I have to cut my costs? I work hard. I deserve at nice things. This woman's now looking at a table for £500 that she's seen in John Lewis. £500, a quarter of their monthly salary. Buy it secondhand, for goodness sake. These are the sacrifices that people, and oh, it's going to turn into a very ranty podcast, is this? But these are the sacrifices that people are going to be making. Good morning, everybody. Thanks, Joe. Joe thinks I'm talking sense. Joe's a client. Thank you, Joe. These are the sacrifices that you have to make. You know, when I bought my first house, I was literally living on potatoes and beans to afford it. And now something that really stood out for me. So this woman, she was about 22, and I think I must have been about 18, maybe 19. She was maybe 23, but young, you know, and she just bought her first house, and it was like a 40 grand house, which is amazing. And this is like 23 years ago, okay? No, it's longer, it's like 28 years ago. So prices were really low. And she's just bought this house and she's moved in. And one of the things that really stood out for me, I was like, oh, you bought your new house. That's amazing. Congratulations. I'm jealous because that's what I want to be doing. I was like 18, 19 at the time. And she's like, oh, it's a money pit. It's just a money pit. It just takes all my money. And, you know, when you're first buying your very first house, this is the bit that I didn't understand. What do you mean it's a money pit? It should be generating cash. Why have you not moved all your mates in? And people want it all now. I'm not waiting until I'm 40 or 30 to have my own house without housemates. I want it at 23. That doesn't make sense to me. You're on this journey. You've got another 20 years to do all this stuff, right? Experience everything. Have all your mates in. Have loads of parties. Go out. Have a laugh. It's amazing. I've done that. It is an amazing experience. Oh, I'm 23. I'm going to get married. I'm going to settle down. We just want our nice little house together. But what are you doing? Get your bloody money sorted out. These decisions that you're making when you're 20, 25, early 30s, these are the decisions that are going to define your entire life for the next 30 years. Why would you not? It is, I apologize, a very ranty podcast. But why would you not contemplate and look at where you're going for the next 30, 40, 50 years and find out how you want your life to be, right? That's what I don't understand. So at 3:30, she cashes out some of her stocks and shares in ISA to build up liquid assets. I get the idea for liquid assets, okay, for savings, right? But then she's off to spend 500 quid on a goddamn table. So you're bringing money out of your pension to put it into your ISA, and then you're taking money out of your ISA to buy a table. Like, I just don't understand this. I don't get it. Okay, so that's day one. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have an aneurysm just on day one. Where's day two? I can't seem to find day two. Let me find it on my phone. When I looked at this last night, it was on my mobile phone. It was very interesting. But now it's on my laptop. I can't actually find how to progress to the second page. That's day one. Let me find it on my mobile phone. Let's just check to see if there's any messages. Morning, Callum. Hope you're well. Dan's just having a very good rant about money and about what people are doing with their money and where it's all going. And it is turning into quite a rant. Right, just typical. I didn't save it on the thing. So let's just open it up here. Okay. There we go. Copy that. Oh, no, I can put that straight into Chrome. Okay. So let's pull up. That was day one. Dan's blood pressure is going through the ceiling just on day one. Let's find out about day two, shall we? Okay. So this is off my phone now because I can't work out how to get onto day two. On the laptop, day one is done. Day two. So day two, we spent £27. Let's see what we spent that 27 quid on. She cycles every day. She has breakfast, yogurt and honey and decaf coffee, which she bought yesterday. And then someone brought in salted caramel tea cakes. Also ordered a couple of things on Amazon now that I've been paid. Rechargeable bike lights. Okay. 20 quid. Oh, and a new set of headphones. Are they needed? Bike lights? Yeah, because she's not driving. That's fine. That's not too bad, but still 20 quid. And it's like, you're spending money every single day. So one of my little things that I've done in the past, because I've, you know, it's called the Amazon effect. It's like a double whammy. You know, when you go to a shop and you buy something and it's like, oh, look, a shiny new thing. That's really exciting. Okay. So, but the Amazon effect changes it. So what happens is you get a double whammy. You get your first excitable effect when you buy it online. And then you've forgotten you've bought it, don't you? And then a few days later, the thing that you've bought turns up and you get all excited again. It's like, oh, another double whammy. So we call it a double whammy effect. That's really cool. But what I recognized was that I needed to buy stuff, just stuff. It's an ego thing. And I am filled full of ego. And people go, oh, ego's bad. And I think you need some ego in your life. You know, you need to be competitive. You need to be jealous. You need to be aggressive in certain areas. So I have ego, but I have to feed my ego. And I do that by going on Amazon and buying like things like this. This is a device that connects onto a, let me see if I can't find a stand, a tripod, but it connects onto a tripod. I buy stuff like that. And it turns up and it arrives in the post, and it's always an adventure when you live in Spain because it never turns up. And then you have to go and search for it. And so it's always an adventure. If you're one of these people that has to spend stuff every single day, then recognize that, okay? And go buy something that's not going to cost you a lot. Go to Wish, one of the largest e-commerce platforms. We spend millions and millions of pounds on Facebook ads every year. There's a reason why Facebook ads work for these people. So but go and buy, you know, a new phone case for a fiver or 2 quid or whatever, okay? And change your phone case or whatever that happens to be. I get that people need to do that, and I'm one of them. Okay, so, but like 20 quid on new headphones, like, and actually I'm a hypocrite here because I'm looking for little in-ear headphones. So when I'm the wireless and when I walk the dog, I'm not covered by cables. Okay. But they're 200 odd quid. Well, I'm saving up for those. Have we got the money to buy them now? Yes, but it's not in the budget. We've got a budget for that sort of stuff, right? Because, and that's fine. I could spend all that budget on very fancy coffee, if that's what I wanted to do, if that was my thing, right? But you've got to have a budget, and you've got to have allocated money that you're going to put into savings, money that you're going to put into investment, money that you're going to put into debt reduction, and so on. Okay, homemade soup. She's found a table for 50 quid cheaper somewhere else, plus she's got a 10% off voucher. She's already bought a table from John Lewis's, and she's going to fill in a claim form for the never knowingly undersold thing. So she's bought the table. So she did actually take money out of her pension, put it into an ISA and bought a table with it. Like we, in yesterday's podcast, we ran through how much that table's going to cost. Okay. We did 5 grand at 20% over 20 years is 191,000. So £500 at 20% return per year over the next 20 years, that table's just cost her £19,000, right? You're using tomorrow's money to satisfy your needs today. Like, get some discipline. Oh, okay. So she bought some shopping in Aldi. She couldn't fit it all in the bag, so she overpaid on broccoli. That's fine. Let me see. She made a curry. Anyway, she spent 27 quid. Day three, it gets worse. She spent 40 quid. Let's just see what she spent 40 quid on. Like, why are you spending £40 a day? Some treats for her mum, £2.45, that's cool. Another set of bus tickets to travel, meeting run over. Oh, she went for drinks with a friend, bought some Vietnamese food, and went to see a film, 21 quid. Like, actually, that's really good for 21 quid, but you still spent 21 quid there. And then she bought some earrings, cost £7.20. Oh, and she got a code for the cinema, so it was cheaper. That's fine. But she still spent 40 quid. Day four, she spent nothing. That's really good. Day five, it gets worse, folks. £80. Like, you're on day five of a money diary. Why would you not even pretend to, like be good with your money? Joe's just saying, my solid wood kitchen table and four chairs was 30 quid in a charity shop. I buy all my fridges and freezers secondhand, by the way, and all my washing machines as well. So I might spend 80 quid on a washing machine, just like £200. And people go, well, it doesn't last long. Well, it does because we get the repairman in. Because of 6 months warranty, repairman comes in, the last 3 or 4 years. How long does a washing machine last anyway? 3 or 4 years. Maybe 5 years, but it's cost us a third of the price anyway. Okay, day five, let's run through it. £80 was spent on day five. Let's see. Spent £16 on painkillers, moisturizer, soap, popcorn, and chocolate. 16 quid. Just poof. 16 quid. Like, oh, like painkillers. I guess you need them. Like, you buy the second, not the second hand, the cheap paracetamol from Asda, not the name stuff, the cheap stuff at 80p, because it's exactly the same. Like, Calpol is the same as Asda's own brand, except because they've got the, they had to spend all the money on creating Calpol. It's like, twice the price, so like just buy the cheap stuff. It's the same stuff, but because it's out of not trademark, it's out of the copyright, so you can copy it. It only lasts like 6 years, so that's why it's really expensive. Is Calpol, but stuff like that. Why are you not doing that? It's like it's just bizarre. It's just weird that people don't seem to think that all this money adds up. So she gets home, has a gin and tonic while she goes to the launch of a friend's book. Well, halfway to the bookstore, bump into her ex, who's on his way as well. So it's an incredible evening discussing blah, blah, blah. The wine is free, but mini cheddars and six books I buy aren't. £71. Mum's paying her 20 quid. She spent 51 quid on books, okay? Like, are those books... Like, she doesn't say what the books are, okay? But I know that the books will be, like, some fiction kind of thing. She's a writer, is this person. If she resists going out with friends and she gets an Uber home, £12.96. So that's 80 quid. Day six is £12.46. I don't know what it is, but it'll be bits and bats and food. Day seven is £47. Like, what are you doing? 25 quid, two glasses of wine and a roast dinner. What are you doing? What are you doing? Stop at Sainsbury's. She invites a friend for casserole, wine and chocolate, 22 quid. It's just crazy. Just absolutely crazy. So food and drink, here's the breakdown. We're going to talk a little bit about this, actually, because the food and drink was £96 in a week. So that's £400 a month. Like, that's eating out. That's going out. Like, I don't know if I've broken supermarket down, but on my spreadsheet, we've got an allocated budget for how much money we spend at the supermarket. We've got an allocated budget for how much money we spend on eating out. Like, actually, we don't even eat out that often these days. I mean, we're very lucky because we live in Spain. Actually, I tell you, when we do eat out, it comes to like €20 for three of us. You know, we go to Hard Rock Cafe is one of my favourite restaurants in Valencia. So we go there quite a lot. And it comes to like €30 for three of us. Hard Rock Cafe, for goodness sake. It might cost 35. You know, we went out with Lou's mum and dad and it came to like €55 for five of us. Like, that's just unbelievable. Right? This is Hard Rock Cafe. But we're lucky we live in Spain. It's not that expensive. Anyway, look, food and drink was £96. Entertainment was 54 quid. And then we had a client and they were spending like £500 a month on entertainment. And I said, what did you do? She's like, I don't even remember. I don't even remember being that entertained. So entertainment, 54 quid. Clothes and beauty, £23. I read an article in The Guardian. Everything, by the way, right now is about sexism. You'll notice. Everything is about hashtag Me Too. The dreadful witch hunt of men, in my opinion, but everything is about that. And they were saying that clothes and beauty is sexism because it costs women more money to look good. But no one's forcing you to wear makeup. No one's forcing you to buy new clothes. My wife doesn't wear makeup. Like, on a night out, she might do, but she doesn't wear makeup. Why is it sexist? Suddenly it's sexist because women can buy lipsticks, and I don't get that. What is that? The sexism part is about what's the word I want to use here? Is about, I can't think of a word I want to use, but at that time of month where they're taxed on essentials, that's sexism, okay? Because it's a necessity, not sexism. But makeup and clothing. Anyway, this woman spent £23 on clothes and beauty. Like, if you want to do that and that's your thing, fine. Have a budget for it and spend up to that. But you try to do everything. You're trying to live this life of excess, spending money on clothes and makeup. You're trying to spend this life of, I'll pick up the tab, and you're paying for other people's money, other people's food, for example. You're trying to do everything all at once, but your income, like, it doesn't cover it. You've got no money for pensions and ISAs and savings. And when you do, you're taking it out to buy a goddamn table. It doesn't make any sense. Travel was £17 and other was £28. The website, let me give you a website because it's really interesting. I would suggest you go and have a look at this and go and compare what you're doing with your expenditure and go compare it with others. It's like money porn. It's like, that's such a great phrase, money porn. It's the Money Porn Podcast. Maybe I should call it that. But so the website is refinery29.com, money diaries. It's interesting. Women seem to keep money diaries a lot more than men do. And I don't know if men are better at looking after money or women are better at looking after money. There's so many variables that go into that. And I don't think it's gender biased one way or the other, but I don't know, right? I'm guessing. I'm like, single mum with two kids. Is she gonna be really good with money or she can be really bad with money? And I would expect she's really good. A single guy, 23, it's going to be really bad. Like, there's so many different types of people. A career-based wife with no children, like, are they going to be really good or really bad? Like, I don't know. I just don't know. But I would go and have a look at this website and go and compare yourself with other people. Money's really, really important. We went to our Christmas show yesterday and Santa turned up and all the kids were all really excited and it was really cool, right? And I was talking to a friend of mine who may even be listening to the podcast at some point. So welcome, Mergen. And we were talking about buying properties in Spain, 40 grand, 8 grand down, making 250 euros a month off that. But then being aware of, you know, being educated enough to buy the properties and understand what it's like to get tenants evicted and what the laws are surrounding that and just get really well educated. But I was thinking about the conversation we had because I'm like, so every 8 grand down, I can earn 250 quid. That resonated with me. And I'm like, oh, I need to look into that myself because I've never bought anything in Spain. But if you can do it, and if you know the local area and you've got ready-made tenants, I'm in a situation where actually we have potentially ready-made tenants lined up with the network that I've built here in Spain. So that's worth doing. You know, 250 quid a month is 3 grand a year profit. I know there's a few extra costs on there, but let's just call it straight 3 grand. And you're putting 8 grand in. That, as a return on investment, is like 35%. That's huge, right? So how many of them are you going to buy? You know, let's say you can save 8 grand every 10 months. You're going to buy a property every 10 months. Plus, you're earning an extra 3 grand every 12 months. Like, you can soon start buying a lot of property. It starts off slow and then it ramps up. But, you know, people go, oh, I can't afford money to buy a property. Well, why buy in the UK? Why not save your £800, £8,000 times three? Now you bought three properties, all paying you 250 quid. That's 750. That's £9,000 a year, more or less, 8.5, that you're now saving from the investments that you've bought. Like, that's a lot of money, right? In 3 years, you've got another 27 grand. You might even actually put that money back into it and you just do the same again. Like, actually, you wouldn't even care about buying your house because you're making so much money off your rental property. That pays your rent on your house anyway. And people don't seem to understand this. I don't get it. People stick their head in the sand when it comes to money, when it comes to spreadsheets, and when it comes to actually working out how much money they spend. So your task after this podcast is to go into your spreadsheet, get all your direct debits, put them in a spreadsheet, go into your bank statement, get all that information, put it in a spreadsheet, and then pull out your bank statements. Don't take cash out because you can't trace where the cash went. You know, if you might take £200 out, you don't know where it's gone. It might seem really important at the time, but you can't remember it. So where possible, use your cards. Stop using your credit cards, use your debit card, and track every single penny, because every single penny counts. If £500 is worth 19 grand in 20 years, £50 is worth £1,900. £5 is worth 190. 50p is worth, was it? I think I've done the maths right. £1.90, is that right? Is that right? Yeah. Yeah, I think that's right. Anyway, whatever. So you've got to start managing your money. There's nothing more important than that right now, as we go into more difficult times with Brexit, with you know, with all the stuff that's going on there. We're in a massive time of uncertainty, and the one area in which you need certainty is your income. All right, awesome podcast today. Really enjoyed my nice little rants. Hope you did too. We'll speak to you in the morning, bright and breezy at 8 a.m. Have a wicked day, folks. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.